classical, orchestral, and chamber music with 21st Century Attitude and violinist Looper. Immigrant musician Joe Kai blends indie, pop, jazz, classical, and world music. And he opens for Arco PDX. They're performing February 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Holocene, located at 1001 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. Visit for more info, arcopdx.com or joekai.com. That's K-Y-E. I'll have the show later on online today. Thank you to engineer Tave Fashe Drake. It's been a pleasure to talk with you today. That's it for Station Studio. Till next time, I'm Dime Roberts.
On January 20th, during the coronation of Donald Trump, Grassroots News will host a very special show, The Soul Music in Movies, The Soul of Soundtracks. On From the Grassroots, where we agitate for social change with music and commentary. From the Grassroots, with local and national political commentary provided by Landon Kroll, and musical analysis by our art historian, Diane Johnson. From the Grassroots, January 20th from 8 until 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM, KBOO in Portland.
Hey, good morning. This is Andre Middleton, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Radio.
Today, we'll be having a guest. Her name is Natalie Figueroa. We're going to be talking to her about YGB Portland and the photography of Renee Lopez. But first up, local art news. On January 30th, Portland Community Media and Oregon Humanities are hosting a free event as part of the Oregon Humanities Conversation Project. Ryan Stroud will be guiding a conversation titled Homeless in the Land of Plenty. This will be an interactive event where the participants will engage in a thoughtful conversation about the root causes of homelessness and collectively contemplate some solutions. On February 5th through March 4th is the 27th annual Cascade Festival of African Films at the Cascade campus at Portland Community College. This festival shows African films through the eyes of Africans rather than the vision of Africa packaged for Western viewers. The film celebrate. Hold on just a moment. I've got a little I got to do a little side project here. Got to send a text to my upcoming guest, Natalie Figueroa, because we're getting a little static on the phone line. So let me give her. Yes, please do. While I'm talking, so I'm sending her a text on the phone right now. Text me immediately. There we go. And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send her the phone number to our studio line. And if I'm not mistaken, that phone number is 503-231-8187. Does that look about right? Outstanding. Sending her that phone number right now. Call me at the studio now at 231-8187. Great. All right, back to the art news. That text is on the way. Hopefully Natalie's going to be coming and going to be calling us shortly. So like I was saying, the 27th Annual Cascade Festival of African Films is happening from February 5th through March 4th at the Cascade Festival of African Films. These films show Africa through the eyes of Africans rather than a vision of Africa packaged for Western viewers. The films celebrate Africa's achievements, expose its failures, and reveal possibilities of a hopeful future. Although these films cannot represent an entire continent, they hope to encourage American viewers to become interested and study African cultures. This festival is free, open to the public. Please visit AfricanFilmFestival.org to learn more. Also, keep an eye out for the local showing of I Am Not Your Negro, an incredible documentary about the writer James Baldwin, starting on February 17th right here in Portland. The previews of this film look amazing, and it continues a streak of films of the African-American experience told outside the lens or perspective of white America. Outstanding. So it looks like my friend Natalie is going to be on the phone here just a second. YGB is more than just a party, it's a community. What is felt as you walk into the room is a sense of belonging and freedom that is supported by the music, the people, the burning sage in the air. We call upon our roots and our ex and our ancestors to reconnect with each other and our deeper selves, which in itself is an act of revolution. By giving people the space to heal and honor themselves, we remind them that they are powerful creatures who have rich histories that go beyond the isolation of white supremacy. We use the tools of our ancestors to communicate, music, dance, storytelling, and song. We use those weapons against oppression. Our plan as artists and organizers has always been to use YGB as a platform to create new and innovative ways to connect community and support the healing of people of color in Portland and beyond. I'd like to share that YGB Portland has recently gained support from the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art. I'd like to welcome my friend and guest, Natalie Figueroa. Hello, Natalie. How are you doing today?
Hi. How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing wonderful, too. Hey, how's Chicago treating you?
It's good. It's icy, as they say.
Well, we had ice up until a week ago, so believe I know how it feels. So real quick, share a little bit about your background. How'd you discover your need to be an organizer, especially in regards to the arts?
So I have been organizing since I was a little kid, actually. So my first organizing was actually all when I was like 12 or 13 around equal housing for HIV-impacted people and like getting rid of stigma and just educating folks about their bodies. And then that sort of turned into like fighting against racial injustice and police brutality in Chicago. And then that sort of shifted into building these communities with other Black and Brown people in Chicago who were all artists who, you know, we would just get together and sort of create these spaces of joy with each other, and then realized that we needed to share that with the bigger community. So that's kind of, it's always been a part of who I am. And like, you know, I love house music and break dancing and hip hop. And so it kind of just made sense that like my political voice and my my passions and my loves just kind of came together.
So what was the first YGB event and how did that all come together?
Oh, yeah. So the first YGB happened in Northeast Portland at Killingsworth Dynasty. I walked up to them and I was like, hey, I want to do this party. And they were like, okay. So I don't think they knew really what it was going to be. But they were super supportive to us. But YGB was sort of born in my living room with my roommate, Von Kimmins, who's in Brown Alice and Tribe Mars and a few other things. She's an incredible singer and dancer and just human woman. And so we were in the living room and we were just sick of all these parties that said that they, you know, used these images of Black women's bodies and, you know, said that it was for, you know, all these people. But then you walk in and like the whole room is just white and all the DJs are white. And it just felt so, so isolating and sort of like a lie. So so we did that first YGB with her and Lamar LaRoy, who's a fantastic DJ. And we just like invited everyone and prayed and hoped that it worked out. And it did. And folks came out and got sweaty.
It did. No, I don't think I got to go to the first one, but I do remember going to quite a few of them when there was over Kingston Dynasty, Killingsworth Dynasty, and just the level of energy and solidarity and good vibes was, it brought me back. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I remember many a house party where you knew everybody, and if you didn't know everybody, you figured out who everybody was before the end of the night,
right?
Because we were all in such close proximity. You mentioned something about documentation and unfortunately the appropriation of our bodies through images. Something that I've been a big fan of is the imagery that I see on social media of all these beautiful brown POC, yes, women, men, gay, straight people just coming together. How'd that come together and why was that an important part of the process?
Yeah, so we were lucky, you know how it goes. Lucky, blessed, whatever, coincidence. So Renee Lopez, Miss Lopez Media, she and I had started a relationship online, actually, because she was posting all these photos from Hands Up, Don't Shoot Portland, and then documenting all the work that they were doing. And I reached out to her and I was like, you know, hey, if you ever need anything, you know, like if I can support in any way, let me know. She and I became friends that way. And then I didn't realize that, like, she was such a fantastic photographer. She hit us up and said, do you guys need a photo booth? And I was like, duh. So she volunteered that. And so that's where the photo booth came from. And I think, to me, why the photos are so beautiful, one is because the people who come out are really that wonderful, but also because, like, all of our photographers are a part of the community, right? So, like, the gaze and the eyes that they see these people through is, you know, I think sees them in a deeper way. So you can just feel it in the photos.
No, true. And I think it goes along. I think you're right about that, because obviously as a member of the community, there isn't that artificial wall in between. This isn't like, you know, this isn't like, ooh, I'm on a safari taking pictures of these crazy blah, 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 blah. It's, yo, I'm the tree. I'm the dirt. I'm the ground.
Yes.
I'm that lioness. I'm right there with you. That's really dope. So I got to, if you don't mind, I got to give a huge shout out to Renee. Renee is going to be having our first gallery show at Union Knot Gallery on MLK. The address actually is 2726 Northeast MLK. We were hoping to have her in studio today, but the jobby job wasn't going to let her take some time off. So Renee's work is indeed incredible. She's been documenting not only YGB Portland, but also the entire hip hop scene, whether it is taking pictures at the Thesis, whether it's taking pictures of Mike Capes, Glenn Waco. If there's a hip hop show happening, you're probably going to see her. She does stuff for We Out There magazine. She's just been a force. I got to give a little prop. She took pictures of my daughter, made her look tight, made my girl look tight. But no, seriously, she is doing an amazing job just documenting this moment. And in many ways, this moment is so important. I mean, I don't want to even get into the politics of the world right now because I'm trying to stay focused and positive. But it's important that this is documented. You know, I can't help but think about some of the amazing pictures from like the 60s and 70s during those tumultuous times. And without those pictures, we wouldn't have the examples and leadership that we have now. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. Yep. So you know. So a big shout out. I'm telling you, go see this show, Union Knot. It starts Friday, February 10th, and it runs through March 5th. You'll find a link on our show page. Find her on Facebook, but you got to check this woman's work out. You really, really do. All right, back to YGB. So big news, Precipice Award, Pika. What's up with that? How'd that all come together?
It's so wonderful. So I think we were introduced, not I think, I know that we were introduced to Roya, who's an incredible woman, who's at Pika. They're all wonderful there, but Roya's our homie. We were introduced to her through Mia, through our Doug family, right? So like just speaking to like how great things become when we support each other, you know? So Mia connected us to Roya, and then we built this relationship, and we had an amazing party for the last TBA 2016. I think they said something around 1,000 people were in that space throughout the night.
No doubt.
And it was incredible. You know, between the Doug family, between Global Based, which are two Chicano men from Portland who are doing their thing, and YGB, like, we just had the dopest vibe there. And PICA is an amazing organization because they just let us do our thing. You know, they didn't try to control us or any of that. We felt so appreciated and supported by them. And so then we were encouraged to apply for the Precipice Fund, and we did, and we got it. And now YGB gets to do all kinds of amazing things in Portland this year coming.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
Nice. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I was missing you something fierce, because you're back in Chicago right now. How are you doing this cross country? Give us some logistics. How's that? What's the magic you're doing right now?
Man, it's a lot of phone calls and emails and Instagrams and Facebooks and all the thing. It's been great because I am so lucky to have these wonderful people that I work with. So like Sarah Brahim is helping like keep everything organized. Lamar Leroy is like still helping with visuals and with like, you know, information and inspiration. And Medina has been incredible too, from the Doug family. So there's just like these folks in Portland who are holding it down. And then I'm in Chicago just like trying to make all these connections and do all that. So YGB is growing and expanding, and we are excited to bring people from Chicago to Portland, bring folks from Portland to Chicago so that we can really build these bridges and understand that like we are all in this together, right? And we all have the mission of freedom, basically.
Beautiful. So when you get back in town, and tell us about the upcoming events. I know you got a grip of them, so I want to give you some time. So what's going down? What's going to be going down? What can people do?
So I'll be back 28th. YGB is doing our huge opening event Saturday, the 4th of February at Holocene. And we're going to have Rashid Jamal, who's an amazing MC, Lamar Leroy, Fritz Waugh, Shook, Sarah. The list goes on. Soul Trigger, which is a dance crew. So it's just going to be our straight up party vibes, but to the next level. We're going to have Stephanie Adams Santos doing free tarot reading, so like really bringing that magic figuratively and literally. But we're doing a week of events, right? The week of the events is called One. So the idea is that like 2017 is the year of One. It is the year of us, right? And like we really have to come together in this so that we can feel safe and strong and powerful. So we're doing Holocene on the 4th. The 5th, we're doing a brunch at the Lost House. So we're going to have acupuncture, massage, food, performances from Ripley Snell, from Brown Alice, from Isaiah Spriggs, who's an amazing, amazing poet. And then we're also just going to have an open mic for folks to come and share and release and support each other. It's going to be beautiful. So that'll be our brunch, which is something we've never done before. And then we're also going to be throughout the week, which I'm also very excited about, we're going to be doing pop-up events all over Portland. We don't have locations yet. These are going to be free and literally in the public. So, you know, think, parking lot set up, just come and dance. So we are going to be all over Portland from the Pearl to Gresham. And we're bringing out the Present Elders. They're two producers from Chicago who their whole focus is raising the vibrational energy of the individuals through music. They are incredible, right? Live PA, live beat making, your mind is going to be blown. So so we're honored to bring them out. They're on a West Coast tour. So they'll be doing pop-ups all over the city. And then we are going to be having our closing event the same night as Renee's, actually, on February 10th at Digapony.
Nice. So, oh, that's right up the road. So I could, if we that's could, right we could fit road. Those both in, you know that, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
We could fit
yeah.
Those
no, we
both
are,
in.
And we love what the whole mission of YGB is to show the complexity of our community, right? And like all the things that we do and all the ways in which we are beautiful, right? So like, and not everybody wants to be in a bar. That's okay. You know, like not everybody wants to enjoy music that way. So we're lucky that like Renee can share her work and her art and folks can go out and fellowship and be together. And then they can also come and like have some drinks and listen to some amazing music, you know, like, you know, to have options is incredible. So our closing night is going to be, is called Beats, Time and Space. We're featuring Amenta Abioto, who does live looping and singing. She is, I mean, beyond incredible. Wine and Coffee, who are also local artists. And then the Present Elders from Chicago.
Right.
We'll also be giving away some decks. And we are supported by Dead Stop Coffee, which is one of the few Black-owned coffee shops in Portland. I think maybe there's only two, if I'm correct.
I've been there. They make good coffee. I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, man. Dead Stock. Yeah, and Dead Stock is dope because Ian is from Portland, born and raised. He is about that life. So we're thankful for his support. But yeah, that's what's happening in February. And then we're already working on the rest of the year. So
dope.
Be some really beautiful things.
All right, I'm going to go a little old school. I want to hear some long distance shout outs. Let me hear some long distance shout outs.
who we shouting out? We shouting out.
I want you to shout out some people from Chicago back to Portland. I want there to be a love train connecting these two cities. Let me hear some shout outs. Show some people some love, girl.
Oh my God, I love you. I need to shout out actually my homie Eric Williams. He's the owner of the Silver Room. We're going to be performing at his block party in July. It's going to be incredible. I want to shout out Dwayne Powell, which is one of my favorite DJs ever in the whole wide world. You also check him out. Who else do I need to shout out? AM/FM, Black Woman-Owned Gallery on the south side of Chicago. Incredible. Who else am I shouting out? That's it. The bus driver that was nice to me yesterday.
There you go. Anybody in Portland you ain't already named already?
Oh, my God. Who else do I love in Portland? There's so many people that I love in Portland. Alexander Wright. Can we talk about him?
Yes, we can. Man, the graphics.
My
the
life.
Imagery.
Oh, my God. He's so incredible. Yeah, Alexander Wright, Taja Williams, who's an amazing artist who we're going to be working with. And then everybody, I can't even think right now.
All right. I put you on the spot. Enough
of
that.
I love you.
Enough
I know.
Enough of that.
I know. I should have been ready.
So I can attest to the impact that YGB's had on me and my community. But if I wanted you to take a second, what's been the impact on you? You know, I mean, often we receive so much of what we give, and you've given a lot of love. But what's been the impact on you, girl?
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, is that it's helped me personally see my own gifts, right, and see how is it that I show up for the community, you know, and like I think that I didn't always realize that like the love that I had to give, I didn't think that it was important, and I didn't think that it really had an impact. And so being with YGB, having that really loving community in Portland to support me, even though they didn't know any of us, they didn't know what we were about, and they showed up for us. So for me, that has changed how powerful I feel in this world, right? And so now I'm like, man, I can do something. I can make some changes. Like, we can build this. So for me, YGB has helped really shape the power that I feel within inside of myself. So yeah, I feel like I'm getting closer to my calling as a person, and YGB has been, like, you know, fundamental in that.
Nice, Nice. Well, I can attest that that's something that you do is show up. Whether it was, you know, helping out a sister or a brother who need a couple more ends, whether it's calling people to come together just to throw some support. And I think that is at the heart of what the YGB community is. It's just people showing up. And it's incredible to think of the relationships that people meet and form in the party space that are expanded out into the street, into the workspace, into their home space. And I think that's a real testament to the community. Go ahead, girl.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Natalie, I thank you for being you, and thank you for being available and accessible for this. And keep us posted about what's coming up next and what's coming up next. So this is just the beginning. I mean, this is actually the middle. Yes. This is near the beginning, not the middle. Yeah. Keep us posted though.
Thank you, Andre, so much. And for your friendship, thank you.
My pleasure. It's my honor. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Renee Lopez real quick because we got about 5 minutes to go. So the beauty about Renee's work is that not only does it focus on hip hop, not only does it focus on women of color, not only does it focus on the struggle in the street every day, but it's technically, it's a reflection of her life through her lens. Renee is just an incredible person. She was born in Oregon, but grew up in Yakima, Washington. She's lived in Portland for the past 10 years. She's been interested in photography since she was in the 10th grade, but she really started to put more effort and thought into her photography once she started realizing that she could use her camera as a tool to fight against and to document all the injustices happening in her city, our city, and the world. Since then, her craft has really started to take off. She started documenting the Black Lives Matter movement, Portland's hip-hop scene, and her Women LGBTQ of Color project to highlight all these movements. She loves to tell stories with her camera and her everyday life. And that's something that's going to be very unique about this gallery show, is that every Thursday, she's going to change up the show. So there's going to be a reason for you to come back every week in the month of February, because there's something going to be new. So if the first week is going to be general, then she might have, let's say, hip hop week, and then she might have the women LGBTQ week, and then she might have the Black BLM Matters week. So there's going to be an opportunity for you to see something new. Union Knot is a great gallery. I really appreciate them coming out for my girl. I got to give props to Heidi and Natasha. Really, really appreciate you giving Renee a stage to show her work and a place for the community to come together. So like I said, that's going to be at 2726 Northeast MLK, next door to Bridges Cafe. Once again, I'd like to thank my guest, Natalie Figueroa of the YGB. As always, you can find photos, links, as well as all of our guest info on our KBOO Art Focus page. You can also these days find KBOO Art Focus on iTunes. So please give us a rating and give us some feedback. Love getting ratings. And at some point, I'll see if I can start reading them on the air and let you guys know that I'm listening. If you missed any part of today's show, there will be a podcast of this show online later today. So once again, don't forget to check out on January 30th, Portland Community Media and Oregon Humanities are hosting a free event as part of the Oregon Humanities Conversation Project titled Homeless in the Land of Plenty. You know what I'm talking about. Also, the 27th annual Cascade Festival of African Films starts on February 3rd. That's coming up all the way through March 3rd. So please check out the film I Am Not Your Negro, a documentary about the incredible life of James Baldwin, which is opening on February 17th. As always, it's my goal to meet and introduce the listeners of KBOO to a broad spectrum of regional artists. If you're a visual artist in any medium, I'd love to have you or your organization on this show. It's also my goal to share information relevant to artists as well. When I hear about residencies, grant deadlines, call for artists, you hear about it on this show as well as our Facebook page, KBOO Art Focus. Well, we're going out to the sounds of Higher Plane by Danny Skrilla from Portland's own label, Zam Zam Sounds. Thanks again for joining us on Art Focus here on KBOO Radio, Portland, Oregon. Take care and peace.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 11:59. My name is Tave Fache Drake, and coming up at noon is Buscando America. That'll be right after these announcements. Does your employer have a matching gifts program? Many companies offer a dollar-for-dollar matching charitable contribution for donations that you make to KBOO. The impact of your gift may be doubled or possibly even tripled. Participating companies also match gifts made by retirees and or spouses. Matching gifts are a great way for you to maximize your membership dollars. Check with your company's human resources department or their accounting departments to find out if your employer matches charitable contributions. Then request a matching gift form. For more information on companies making matching gifts, go to kboo.fm/employer matching.
Hiring for our Youth of Color Production Internship Program. This internship is open to people of color attending college and or under the age of 30. This is a 6-month internship for 20 hours a week for $20 an hour. Responsibilities include the selection and preparation of KBOO content for national distribution using a variety of digital audio workstations and helping to develop a digital content strategy for promotion of KBOO content. Deadline to apply is Friday, January 27th at 5 p.m. More information, including skills and qualifications, can be found at kboo.fm/productionintern2017.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Roots Before Leaves, an open styles jam on Saturday, January 28th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Groove Nation in Vancouver, Washington. Roots Before Leaves will feature dance, ciphers, battles, fashion, and art, with preliminary competition starting at 4:30 p.m. and the main event starting at 6 p.m. Again, that's the Roots Before Leaves, an open styles jam on Saturday, January 28th from 4 to 10 p.m.